pure, unselfish faith honored by heaven. August 22. There came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion felt his unworthiness. He was a man of contrite spirit, although he was a man of authority. He felt unworthy to have Jesus Christ, with his miracle-working power, come under his roof, but his word spoken would be all that was essential, just as the centurion could say to his soldiers under him, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. He had confidence in the merely spoken words of Christ to restore his servant. When Jesus heard it, he marveled. Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. The Jewish nation would not receive their promised Messiah when he came in just the manner prophecies declared he would come. Here was a man, not professedly of Israel, who had not had the opportunities that Israel had abundantly received, who in faith and appreciation of Christ was far in advance of the people of Israel, whom the Lord had made the repository of most sacred, precious truth. Who were Israelites indeed, Jew or Gentile, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free? Jesus was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But this Roman, a commander in authority, came to Jesus with a most earnest entreaty for one of his servants, sick of palsy, grievously tormented with pain. His faith in its simplicity was a pure, unselfish faith. He asks not of Jesus, Show me a sign from heaven, but solicits him to work a cure for his suffering servant. He tells him he feels unworthy to have him come under his roof. He who dwells in the high and lofty place, yet will he come and make his abode with the humble and contrite in heart. Let people receive the light as presented in the Word of God, in truth, and there will be a steadfastness of purpose that will enable them to stand erect in moral independence amid difficulties and danger. A character is formed, barricaded by truth, a character that will abide the day of trial and test before us, however dark may be the pressure, however severe the tribulation that the day of God's preparation may bring forth. The principle of righteousness works outward from within and makes itself felt.